We're in Simin Tof Nun Tes. We're up to Sif Hei. And we'll be doing Hei and Vav. Avra V'losha Tachas HaShemesh HaPas Muteres. If someone baked and the sun was shining on the dough, it is mutter, even if it was done bemezid, unless you feel that the dough got warm. Im Ha'isa Raka Sif Vav. What happens if the dough is soft? Lo Yosef Ba'Kemach. We're afraid that if you add dough to it to make it stiffer, some of that dough is not going to get kneaded well and it may end up becoming chametz. What you do is you make another little dough, a tiny dough that is very dry, but you mix that up as well as you can. And then mix that with the one that is too soft. So between the two of them, you're going to get yourself an average good dough. You should keep the matzahs far away from the flour. Ki hakemach nidbak behem. Because the flour gets stuck to them, it will later get into, say, your soup. It'll become chametz. So because of that, our minag is that the one who measures out and puts in the flour is in a room with a closed window, and he does not. And he does not come out of there and have anything to do with the matzahs until he changes his clothes and cleans himself from all of the flour that's on it. And the same thing is the one that puts the water in there should not have anything to do with the flour room. So there's one person putting in the flour, someone else is putting in the water, and the two windows from the two rooms are not open at the same time. Now, getting back to the case where you made a dough and it's too moist. And if you cannot for some reason make another dough that's more stiff, what you can do is you actually can add flour. B'tnai, that what you have to do is not eat gebrucht. You couldn't put that matzah into soup or into anything else that is wet because we're afraid that there's some flour that wasn't kneaded well and didn't get baked well either. B'di'eved, if it fell into your soup, it's still mutter. Whereas if you know that there was some flour on your matzahs, then you couldn't. And by the way, that means that if for some reason they noticed that there was flour dust in the matzah bakery and it got onto the outside of the matzahs, nobody should be eating those matzahs with anything wet. At the time that they're baking, meaning while you're rolling out the dough, if you notice a crumb of dough somewhere on the table, it should be brushed away because that dough is just sitting there without asik, without work. And if that sticks to your next matzah, then your matzah will have a little piece of it that wasn't worked on for a long time, and l'chatchila we make sure that you didn't have any of the dough that sat there b'shehiyah without asik at all.